All right, let's go. All right, Mem Aleph, Chodesh Tov, in Chodesh. We are again discussing taking achrayut, taking responsibility. Something, again, as I said yesterday, a lost art. We always blaming others. And this is, it's mamish, it's la mito shel davar. It's so emistic and it rings so true. Mem Aleph, second paragraph. Teva Adam, lishtameit melekabel achrayos al machshulav. What's the nature of man? We shy away from taking responsibility for our stumbles, for our failures. Rak lashim kol bayosav alchem. We love to pin up problems on other people. L'mashal, adam nitkal bezadav. A person trips. Miad belit bonut yomar. Without even thinking, he says, misam devar zepa. Who put this here, right? You got to save face. You fall in the hall. Who put that here? Shenavad l'adam ezadav. Somebody loses something. Miad yomar. He says, milakacho tomi meni. Who took it? Who took it? Right? It's so natural, so instinctive to just say, who took it? Even though many, many times, majority of the times, he's the reason that he tripped or he is responsible for losing that item. We have to really accustom ourselves not to behave in this way. And we should really take a real look at ourselves and think about it. Just listen to how we speak. He did it. This happened. This, that. Very, very rarely is there ever achrayos, responsibility being taken. I've been now, you know, Rebbe here for a few years, and in my multiple conversations with people, it's definitely a common thread. Blaming others and never taking responsibility. V'itav m'sechel Shabbos. Peroto shol Elazar ben Azariah haita yotza. The animal of Elazar ben Azariah would go out, beretzua, with the strap, shebein karneah, between the horns, shelo beratzon chachamim. Not accordance with the will of the chachamim. Talking about animals going out in their shusarabim. For our halachas out there, look at the Gemara Shabbos, Nundal and Ambebez. But it said that the par of Rav Elazar ben Azariah was doing the wrong thing. V'amrusham, the Gemara says later on, that was the Mishnah, lo shelo haita. It wasn't actually Rav Elazar ben Azariah's animal. Ela, shel shchento haita. It was his neighbor's. Umitok shelo michaba nikreit al shmo. Since he didn't protest, it was he was given the credit for this animal. It wasn't actually his animal. So why is it called his animal that was doing the wrong thing? Because he didn't protest. He didn't stop his neighbor from performing this action. V'yamru acham, it says there as well, kol, this is so deep, kol mishef shor l'machos l'anche beito, if you have the ability to protest, to stop your members of the household for doing something wrong, v'lo micha, and you don't stop them, you don't protest, nitpas l'anche beito, you become punished on account of the people of your house. Banje Iro, you have the ability to rebuke, to stop the people of your town, and you don't. Nitpas alanje Iro, you become punished for the actions of the ear of the city. Bechol alom kulo, you have the ability to stop the world. Wow, this is so deep. It's like a real Elul Shmuz. Nitpas akolam kulo, you get punished for the whole world. Hare Baru, it's very clear. Shel milvad masha achraim anu al masenu, not only responsible for ourselves, Kamo Kane, similarly, Anu Achraim Amase Achirim. We're also responsible for other people's actions. Imaya biyadeinu lochicham v'lamdam derech yashar. If it's within our ability to rebuke them, to teach them the proper path. Wow, what a responsibility. Lo samod adam riacha. Live and let live. No, it's not a Yiddish way of life. If we see someone doing the wrong thing, of course, with love, with sensitivity, with the greatest love in mind, we have to step up and try to stop them. Yashkoch gadol. Learning myself.